Good Shabbos. So in this week's Parsha, I think there is a real focus on a particular character trait that we all need to work on, and that is weeding out jealousy from our thought process. Where do we see this in the Parsha? So first of all, I think we see it with Moshe Rabbeinu. See, Eldad and Medad and others are prophesizing in the camp, and Yeshua sees this. And he's very jealous or zealous for Moshe Rabbeinu. Seems like he doesn't think it's okay for just anyone to prophesy. Only Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to prophesy. And Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction is quite telling. He says, what do I care? I wish everyone would prophesy. Everyone should have a deep relationship with God. I'm not jealous of them. In other words, what Moshe Rabbeinu is demonstrating is a strong inner worth, self-confidence. He's not worried about his position. He just wants what's best for the klal. And so he's not jealous at all. Later in the Parsha, we see that Miriam, his sister, speaks Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. Which also, by the way, very often the reason we speak Lashon Hara about others is because we're subtly jealous of them. And we want to find a way to push them down, to push ourselves up. So I don't know if that was what was going on here, but there seems to be some Lashon Hara. And what's Moshe Rabbeinu's response? Nothing. He doesn't get angry. It seems like he hears the Lashon Hara, but he just prays for his sister to get better. Where does it all stem from? I think the Torah is clear. The Torah says Moshe Rabbeinu is anav mikol ha'adam. He was extremely humble. And where does humility come from? Humility comes from this place, I think, of self-worth. Belief in yourself. And so there's no need to push yourself up because you've got it all inside. And that's why the Torah calls it Anav Mikol Adam, and Hashem himself sticks up for Moshe Rabbeinu. So what we got to key in here is on the importance of removing jealousy from our lives. Now we all know this, but it's so important to remind ourselves because we're constantly living in a world where people are comparing themselves with each other. And that's natural. That's just how our psyche is built. If we're in a pizza shop and everyone's eating pizza, we naturally want some pizza. And if we see everyone else around us having fun, we also want to have fun. Or if we see that couple, you know, how come he's got a girlfriend and they look so happy and what about me? It's just natural that our brain is built where we look around and we compare ourselves to others. But unfortunately, this is one of the main factors which is holding ourselves back from being happy. In fact, studies have shown that if you're making $30,000 and everyone else around you is only making $25,000, you're a lot happier than if you were making $10,000 more, but everyone else around you is making $50,000. Because what our brain naturally does is compare ourselves to others, and if we're not doing as well as others, we won't be happy. And so we've got to constantly remind ourselves is to stop looking out on the outside and constantly look within. And that is the key to happiness, to boost our own self-worth, our own relationship with Hashem, our own just looking inside instead of looking outside, and being very aware when we're looking on the outside, and being aware that jealousy is often coming from this place of, oh, I see on my Facebook post how everything's so perfect for that person and I have these negative feelings. Just be aware that it's coming from a place of jealousy and therefore I need to weed it out. I can't let that become part of my strong brain. I got to be physically healthy and I got to be emotionally healthy, and I can't let jealous feelings clog up that inner happiness that we all deserve. Finally, one last Parsha idea. Another important character trait that Moshe Rabbeinu wants to teach us in this Parsha, and that's the importance of not getting angry, not letting that clog our emotional system. And where do we see that? Moshe Rabbeinu brilliantly demonstrates how bad reacting with anger is when he overreacts with anger. See, the Jewish people are kvetching. They want meat. And Moshe Rabbeinu can't take it. And he gets angry. We see him lose his cool and he screams at God and says, why did you do this evil thing to me? I want to die. He overreacts. Soon afterwards, he seems to have an emunah breakdown. He says, God, How are you going to provide meat for all these people? And Moshe Rabbeinu obviously intellectually knows that God can do that. But I think what's going on here is that when you overreact with, when you react with anger, you just lose your cool, lose your emunah, and bad things happen. And even if you do the right action, the people around you sense that anger, and bad results come. So it's so important that, yes, angry emotions are going to flow through us, but don't act upon those emotions. Of course, these are things we all know intellectually, but it's so important that we build our emotional muscles and get into the good habits of not acting with jealousy and not reacting when we are in a state of anger. Instead, waiting, looking deep inside ourselves, and coming back to that place of love and compassion. I bless myself that I should be able to do this more and more and more, and I bless everyone who's listening. They also should have an amazing week full of love and compassion. Good Shabbos.